It was about 9 months that it took to get a letter from Britain to Australia back in the day when they settled this country of mine. When Arthur Phillip came here, if you wanted to get a message to somebody who was on one of the ships that came out back in 1788, it took 9 months. And if you wanted to send a reply back, it took another 9 months. So to have just, you know, hello, how are you? Very well, thank you. Would take 18 months. And hasn't things changed? Now we have instant communication around the world. Video communication, text, voice, the whole shooting match. You know, we've got it all at our fingertips. And it's worth remembering that it's only very recent that this has all come about. When I was a teenager back in the 70s, a long-distance call was a big deal. I still remember in the early 70s, they were called trunk calls because you had to go through the operator. And she'd come back every 3 minutes and say, would you like to extend? And you'd go, yes or no, and it'd cost you another small fortune. And then they brought in STD, subscriber dialing. I don't know what the T stood for. And, it got a little bit easier. But now with this internet thing, we've got instant communication. And we still use our landlines a bit, don't we? And mobile phones, but even the all things considered, the cost of those are really cheap. But when we use the internet, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's data costs. And, I get 100 gigabyte data limit for my use each month. And what I'd use on a Skype call is negligible. Pennies, just pennies to talk to somebody. But I had an interesting thing happen today. I was contacted by a good friend in Canada who wanted to have a bit of a communication about a few things that are going down in his world, and I'm not going to go into any details about that. But it was wonderful because when I got home from work, I decided to go for a walk, as I like to do most afternoons, and I dropped my iPhone into my pocket, and I clicked on Viber, and I called him in Canada. It was 3 a.m. when I started walking here at 4 p.m., I think it was 4. And we chatted for an hour and a bit while I was walking around the streets of Brisbane, and he was at his home in Canada, and we were talking about the situations that are happening in his world. It was wonderful. It was wonderful to be there for somebody, to share the emotions of our lives, to connect, to be walking beside each other. It's just not in the same place. You know, we were comrades in arms. It was almost as though he was there. And he was there. He just wasn't physically there. The communication was instant. The repartee that we had was like it always was when we were together. It was wonderful. And it cost virtually nothing. And it was done just as part of our daily activity. We do live in amazing times. 18 months to say hello, how are you, and get a response 220 odd years ago. And now you can have an hour-long conversation for free from the Antipodes. It's just extraordinary.